This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to the United Nations Security Council on Thursday. He said Russia has been committing war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine.
The more setbacks Russian forces endure on the battlefield, the greater the pain they are inflicting on Ukrainian civilians. Russian attacks on dams, on bridges, on power stations, on hospitals, on other civilian infrastructure are increasing, constituting a brazen violation of international humanitarian law.
Blinken told the Security Council that the United States will continue to support Ukraine as it defends itself and strengthens its hand to achieve a diplomatic solution on just terms at the negotiating table. He said the U.S. sees remarkable unity among U.N. members on Russia's war in Ukraine. He says even nations that maintain close ties with Moscow have had serious questions over Putin's invasion of the country. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine have agreed to what appears to be their largest prisoner swap since the war began in late February. 215 Ukrainians were freed from Russian captivity. 55 Russians and pro-Russian Ukrainians were sent to Russia. 10 foreign nationals were released, including two U.S. military veterans who'd fought alongside Ukrainian soldiers. Despite the prisoner exchange, fighting raged on, with at least six people killed Thursday, one in the southern city of Zaporizhia, and the five others in the Russian separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that most of the freed Ukrainian fighters in the prisoner swap had defended a steel plant during Russia's siege of Mariupol early in the conflict. More on this story at our website,